vertical, spine vertical. While sitting, we yoga practitioners should not sit like a question mark. Always keep your spine vertical so that your lungs have opened up. On this Friday, it's Guru Purnima. It's Guru in Guru Gita in Skanda Purana. It says, Gukaro Andhakarascha Rukaro Teja Evacha. The definition of Guru, Gu means darkness. Ru means light. One who takes us from darkness to the light is called as Guru. We have many teachers, maths teacher, music teacher, science teacher, gymnasium teacher, many teachers are there, but it says this Guru Purnima, it is on that day to acknowledge all the people who have shaped our life. Change the course of our life, we have to acknowledge. And more than that one, on that day, someone is talking about that light. Gukaro andhakarascha rukaro tejayavacha. That light of our lights. And atmajnana pradanena tasme shri gurave namaha. Atma means apnoti. One which pervades everywhere. One who talks about that one, it's a very few. There are people wanting to talk about many things, but hardly anyone talks about that principle which pervades everywhere, which is light of all lights. That who talks about that one, that acknowledge that person. Like there is a Children's Day, and Valentine's Day, Husband's Day, Father's Day, Mother's Day. Many days are there. It is a day to remember the teacher who has shown us the path. Shweta Ashvatara Upanishad, it talks about Yasya Deve Para Bhakti Yatha Deve Tatha Guru. And Tasyarte, it's a Tasyarte prakashante mahatmanaha. Prakashante mahatmanaha. In that Upanishad, it talks about to know the light of our lights. It's the most illumined one. Only few will talk about that one. You have to respect that teacher because it is not easily gotten. When you get that one, you can get access to the all-pervading principle. Teacher is the one who shows the path. Path, you have to respect. What I will get by doing that one? It says, by Tasyarte, this message of Upanishad, it says, by doing that one, that person also will become great. Those who talk about that one shows respect to the teacher, like giving the respect to the all-pervading principle, that person also becomes brilliant in that life, in his or her life. That he talks about twice. Prakashante mahatmanaha, prakashante mahatmanaha. It reinforces, stresses. That person becomes great. That person also becomes great. There is a light of our lights. Guru, inner guru is every one of us. Every one of us, that light of our lights is there. That inspires, motivates us, and it sustains us, that light of our lights. That's the inner guru is there. To know about that inner guru, we need an external teacher who can guide one towards that one. It's to get to that inner guru, we need external support. That day is to remember that it's a teacher, both inner guru and who has helped us to get to know the inner guru. In the qualities of, in the students, it talks about we have to devad vijaguru prajnam, we have to respect the all pervading principle, all illumined people, those who are showing the guide direction to the inner light, we have to respect that one. This is the tapas which we covered last term. It's a quality of a student. Deva dvijaguru prajnam pujanam, we have to respect that one. Then only we can make inroad in our sadhana, make a inroad into the sadhana. And the teacher, the qualities of a teacher in the Bhagavad Gita, in the 10th chapter, it talks about if you come across someone who is something different, is extraordinary, some brilliant knowledge is there, who puts into action, and if you come across some that person, not only that, some unique quality, if you see tejo amsha sambhavam, that brilliant personality, some unique quality, if you see some brilliant quality in someone, it is nothing but it is the my grace alone is transmitting through that person. In the Shri Krishna talks about tejo amsha sambhavam, and the overall meaning of this one, try to know about the light of our lights, the most brilliant thing within you. If you come across someone who has experienced that one, who shows the path, respect that person. What I will get, you also will become great. You also will be a illumined person. You also will become a brilliant person. It's a purpose of spirituality, purpose of yoga, is to make everyone a great. You are not an ordinary person. There is an extraordinary potential is there. You also become great. And how to become a great? Do this one. Think about the most greatest. Contemplate on the most greatest. Contemplate on the most brilliant thing. And those who can show the path towards that one, respect that one, undoubtedly you will also become a great person. You will also become a brilliant person in your life. That is the message of Guru Purnima. Guru Purnima, we have to become great, not an ordinary, not to think we are an ordinary people. We'll while away our time. It says, no, there is a huge potential in you. You can bring out marvelous things in the world. Don't think you are an ordinary. It's an extraordinary personality is within you. Invoke that one. How to do that one? Surrender to your inner guru. Inner light of our lights within. Surrender to that one. When you surrender to that one, by his grace, you will come across someone. He will show you the path towards that one, so that you will also become a brilliant person. That's the message for this Guru Purnima on this Friday. On that day, think of all the people who have helped you to get to this science. There are many material sciences there, this spiritual science. Very few people talk about that one. It's an extraordinary science. And it's a day for all the spiritual seekers to tap into the inner light. Thank you. Left thumb and index finger.